know, be cool, be joyful, like, mm-hmm. be, you know, just, you know,
bring positivity.
Yeah, yeah. But like, do that, but be actionable as well. Like, yeah. You know, like,
so
yeah,
the show is on May 29th.
Yeah.
Park Theater.
Yes.
With Urban Miller playing, mm-hmm. and a whole slew of musicians on stage with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot. We're at the end of the show, so we're going to end off listening to Through the Woods.
Cool.
And then I hope everybody who listened today, make sure you go to the show on the mm-hmm. 29th, because it might be last time.
Yeah.
So go. And then we will, hopefully, you guys will tune in next week.
Yeah, yeah. So keep supporting local music, man.
Yeah. So here is Through the Woods by the Apollo Suns on 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM, Campus and Community Radio.
que con una. Momo ni dia muña, momo ni tamaña, muye toña soto, oya que con sangata bari jiso koita mama ni dia munya mama ni jubenya we we'll be right back.
was just Steeplechase by Cell Tower on UMFM 101.5. I'm your host, Asher, and you're listening to Over the Neptune. Thanks for tuning in. It's May 26th. It's a Tuesday. It's super hot out. The sun is nice, but it kind of came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting to walk outside today to plus 27, but not going to complain. Today's episode is actually inspired by a record label, that label being Numero Group from Chicago. They focus on kind of archival releases, kind of bringing light to music that upon release didn't find too much success. Focus on lots of gospel, jazz, soul, stuff from like 70s, 80s, 90s. But they also focus on lots of like kind of indie rock, slowcore, post-hardcore, emo, all that good stuff. And yeah, those genres are kind of the what this episode's inspired by. So yeah, Numero Core, if you want to call it that. Lots of post-hardcore, emo stuff. We played some Cell Tower, which they're not on Numero, but they're a band from Nashville, and they actually share members with Total Wife, who I actually had the honor of seeing this last week at Slide Away Fest in Chicago. And I was talking to the drummer from Total Wife named Sean, and he told me that he had a band called Cell Tower, where he kind of releases like post-hardcore emo stuff in the vein of lots of that Numero stuff, inspired by that kind of scene of 90s post-hardcore. So yeah, that was Steeplechase by Cell Tower. Really sick stuff. Sean's really cool. It was great to see Total Wife. They're amazing. I played them last week, actually. And yeah, I was not let down. They're incredibly loud set. Amazing front to start. But yeah. So yeah, today's episode is, like I said, post-hardcore emo, kind of Numero inspired. And yeah, I played some Unwound earlier. I played Hexacene. And yeah, Numero Group actually reissued a lot of Unwound stuff. Unwound's a super great band from Washington, 90s post-hardcore. I'd love to see them live sometime if I could catch them. But yeah, really cool stuff there. And at Slideway Fest, they actually even had a Numero booth, as Numero's a Chicago label. They decided they were going to set up a little booth at Slideway, as there's a little bit of crossover between kind of the music that they put out and the music that was going on at the festival. So I actually stopped by the booth, balled out a bit, got Leaves Turn Inside of You by Unwound. If you know, you know. Got Pot Valiant with Trans Audio. Really great album there. Indian Summer, Giving Birth to Thunder. I got that one on cassette. And then I got Love Lies Crushing, who I saw. Really great set. Mesmerizing, hypnotic. Oh, it's such a great set. I'd do anything to see them again. They're really cool. Love Lies Crushing, I got Blow Eyelash on CD. And then I got Codeine with Dessau, which is a kind of archival, I believe it was recorded in 1992. It was scrapped, and then it was previously, in 2022, I believe, it was put out, and for the first time. So some cool pickups there. And yeah, Numero, again, I keep repeating myself, but a great label. They put out some of my favorite music, reissued lots of my favorite bands, Seam, Unwound, Codeine. They're all up there for me in terms of my favorite stuff. So yeah, we're going to keep the train rolling, or if that's even a saying, it is now. We're going to play some Heal by the band Weed from Vancouver. Again, fitting that post-hardcore kind of loud, fuzzed out guitars on this one. But yeah, you're listening to Over the Neptune. I'm your host, Asher. Thanks for tuning in. Here we go. That was just Shotmaker with Failure off their 1996 album, Mouse Ear. Such a great post-hardcore emo band from Ottawa. They're active in the 90s. Yeah, shout out Canadian emo. There's very few of those bands part of that kind of scene in the 90s. But yeah, they're from Ottawa and I think Belleville, and then they moved to Ottawa. Anyways, super tight-knit trio, enormous sound, powerhouse of a band. Definitely worth checking out. And they have a great split with Virginia band Maximilian Kolbe, who, yeah, have a similar sound to them, like post-hardcore, anxious, angsty, super cool sound there. Yeah, highly recommend listening to Shotmaker, especially to represent that Canadian emo sound. And yeah, prior to that, you heard some Moss Icon, OG. Great band too. I think they're from Virginia. And then you heard some Boys Life, which is going back to Numero Group. Boys Life were reissued on Numero. Really cool band. Yeah, they have follow that same pattern, the same episode, or same pattern of, whatever I'm saying. Cool noise, cool sounds. If it sounds good, I'll play it and I'll talk about it. Yeah. But yeah, next up from Long Island, New York, and a personal favorite of mine, we have some On the Might of Princes with Survival, or Spit Survival. Here it is.
Dear boy, talk about you. There's something for everyone at Black Market Provisions, including food options for vegans, vegetarians, and even some great gluten-free choices. Make sure to add one of their world-famous sweet treats, like their dark chocolate sea salt cookies, to your order. Owned by couple Angela and Oana, Black Market Provisions is located at 550 Osborne Street. You can order online for next day pickup or delivery from Tuesday to Saturday. Visit their website at blackmarketwpg.ca to place an order online today.
There's no feeling like a prairie wind rolling warm and strong, and there's no festival like Prairie Wind Music Fest, bringing it all to life and song. From June 5th to 7th in Cypress River, the festival celebrates its 13th year with an incredible lineup of Manitoba talent, including the return of festival favorites, the Reverend Rambler, and Cheering for the Bad Guy, plus many more. 3 days of music, community, and wide open prairie skies. Festival passes are available now, with early bird pricing available for a limited time, so grab your tickets early and save before prices go up. Head to prairiewindmusicfest.com for tickets and details. Mark your calendar and your map for Cypress River and Prairie Wind Music Fest from June 5th to 7th, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
The following program is not suitable for children. It may contain coarse fracking language, violence, sexual content, and deals with mature themes that some viewers may find offensive. Viewer discretion is advised.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. The imitation zone. Forget it, brother. You can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice coming. The sun's zooming in, engines stuck on him. The wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning out.